Welcome to the Northeastern Next podcast, where you will hear the latest alumni stories. In this show, we'll catch up with alumni from around the world as they achieve what's next after their time at Northeastern. Our guests include fitness entrepreneurs, on-air sports reporters, American Sign Language interpreters, award-winning authors, and more. From creative fields to science and technology, Boston and beyond, Northeastern Next brings your fellow Huskies straight to your ear. I'm your host, Megan Kirk-Brisson from the Office of Alumni Relations. Here's a little preview of season one launching September 2018.
Being able to give back in that way and kind of help somebody take a shorter time in making the decisions of what is my next step, I think that's so valuable. I mean, I think back to the nights I spent like agonizing on what am I going to do once I get my MPH, and my dad was like, well, you got 2 degrees now. You need to make this work. And, you know, if I'm able to help even one student, you know, sit through the process and get there faster than I did, I think then that's like mission accomplished for me. That's enough. Yeah.
So I worked at NESN for 6 months back in 2006. Mm-hmm. And I was just, it was really cool to me. Like the adrenaline of just like a live show. It's like, all right, this is it. Like you can't screw it up. Like this is live. I'm just sitting there running the teleprompter and I'm like, I have to make sure like everything's in the right place or Hazel May is going to get, you know, she's not going to like that. I mean, she needs that. So it was really cool, you know, just to feel like you were part of something, a big collaboration that was, you know, putting a show together. So that work experience was huge. And then I worked in San Diego for another co-op at an NBC station out there. So that was one of those situations where it's kind of like, I don't really know if I want to do the Boston winter this year. Yeah. Let's drive to San Diego, get jobs and hang out for, you know, 6-8 months. So, you know, getting that work experience certainly helped already having been kind of a producer when I got my first on-air job in Grand Junction, Colorado.
So when I came to Northeastern, I had this like fit, quote unquote, mentality. And I started a blog in the middle of my sophomore year, right at DevB. I remember it was a snow day. And I started a blog and it was called Fit University. And the intention was just to help other college students live fit in college. Because, you know, I had friends asking me for recipes and workouts and tips and all that stuff. And so I started the blog to say, hey, you know, it's actually not that hard. It's all about just, you know, adopting certain habits, certain mindsets, stuff like that.
It's a city tour plus a party bus plus a fun workout, all in one. There are three things that the bike bus accomplishes for the rider. We allow people to stay healthy and complete an engaging group cycling workout with uplifting party music. No depressing stuff, okay? It's all happy all the time while taking in the present moment with the mindfulness instruction. And you're getting outdoors in a changing and natural environment. So you're, rather than being in a boring and mundane gym, you're actually traveling as you work out with your group.
For more information about the podcast, including links to episodes and show notes, visit our website, alumni.northeastern.edu/next. Subscribe now to get upcoming episodes downloaded straight to your device and listen on iTunes, Google Play, or your favorite podcast app. Thank you so much for listening. Again, this is Megan from the Office of Alumni Relations. My contact information is listed on our website. Feel free to reach out with any questions, comments, or ideas for next guests.